just going back and evaluating everything over these past 3 years, being as critical as I could of how I've played and how I could get better, and just my preparation and asking other guys what are they doing to have the success that they have, watching film with the defense kind of to see what they're thinking on certain plays, and just really just trying to be a better pro all around.
What were some of the specific areas that when you assessed what maybe the flaws or whatever were in your game and leading through the 2011 season that you concentrated on during the offseason?
Just understanding the game a lot more. Just really breaking down what the game plan would be, how to attack certain things. So whatever situation I may be thrown in, I could be prepared for it. That includes watching film. That includes staying healthy. That includes just all the little things as far as just eating right, ice tubbing afterwards, just all the little things, and just making sure that I catch every ball thrown to me. Just, you know, just depth in the details is how it's often phrased, and just making sure that I go out and take advantage of each opportunity.
It looks to me like all the receivers, it's been talked about with Greg Little, but yourself, just physically look in better condition coming back to this. I mean, you all seem to focus on, you know, building yourselves up and really reworking your bodies in a lot of ways. Do you agree with that, number one? And number two, how is it done?
Just understanding what your body needs. You know, some guys, they lift more weight. Some guys run more. Just depending on what your body needs. And I think the older you get in this league, you start to understand, okay, I need to do this more so than I need to do that. This is going to be more beneficial to me than the next thing. And guys are just understanding it's all about being a pro. It's something that you don't really understand in college coming into the league. So you kind of have to ask, and through trial and error, you kind of figure it out a little bit.
You didn't have an off season last year, and in a lot of respects, that hurt this football team. And it certainly was the same for everybody, but it seemed to be more damaging as you were trying to learn a new offense, a new coach. How much different are things now, having been through the system for a year, number one, and number two, just having this time to work with the coaches?
It's exciting. It's fun to come to work. During a lockout, you really don't know what to expect. You don't know what's happening, and you don't really know how to train. The only way to really get in football shape is to do football-specific things with the team. And now that we have that opportunity, everybody is taking full advantage of it. It's exciting to come to work. It's exciting to go out there and compete. It's exciting to practice. And I think that's just going to make us better down the long run.
Browns receiver Muhammad Massaquah joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nolan Cromwell has been spending a lot of time with you guys, working with Mike Wilson. He seems to bring a different perspective, I guess, to the coaching of the receivers.
He loves the game so much. He's so passionate. It's almost like he smells the grass as soon as he gets close to the facility, and he's just turned up as soon as he enters the building. And it's exciting to be around a guy like that, that has so much energy and so much passion for the game, just because it's contagious. You just feed off of it.
Yeah, he's very vocal, and it looks like he is, noticing and dealing with every single detail and has a coaching point for almost everything you guys do.
Yeah, nobody's safe. Nobody from the rookies to myself to Josh. He sees everything, and he wants everybody to do well. He cares about every guy so much that he's paying attention. He's trying to coach. And his style of coaching is so passionate. So you take it like he's just, you know, he's a big influence in trying to get you better. So you just respond to what he's trying to tell you to get better.
What are the biggest points of emphasis he's been making with you guys?
First and foremost, just catching the ball. That's what we're here for. Everything else out the window, catch the ball, whether the route's good or bad or what the defense does, catch the ball. That's the first most important thing, period. And then just being detailed, just knowing where you're supposed to be, getting in and out of your breaks, because that makes it easier to catch the ball. So just those little things of perfecting our craft and making sure that when we step out on the field, we're the best that we can be and in the best position that we could be to go out there and produce.
I think the real advantage, too, for you receivers is you have Mike Wilson, a former NFL receiver, as your position coach, and you have Nolan Cromwell, a former NFL defensive back, working with you as well. You're really getting it from both perspectives.
You get two perspectives. Mike, he does a phenomenal job. He's a guy that's played for 10 years. He was on a Super Bowl winning team, and he played alongside the greatest receiver to play the game in Jerry Rice. So he pulls up tape sometimes with Jerry, and we're able to see how he works. We're able to see what gave them success back in the day. And then Nolan, he understands how the defense is thinking all the time because he was a Pro Bowl D-back. So just him being able to talk to us and explain to us, and he knows what he's talking about every time he opens his mouth.
You got a different quarterback now throwing the rock to you, in addition to the ones that you are familiar with. But Brandon Whedon, just give us a sense of what it's like to catch the ball that he throws.
It's exciting. He's a more mature guy. He's been around the block. He's played pro ball, MLB ball. So he's older than us. It's not often you can say that about a rookie. But he's fun to be around. He's a great guy. He's out there working his tail off, just like the other guys are, and it's gonna make us better.
What do you sense just in the overall attitude of the team? Because there's really a sense of excitement from this draft class that's come in. What Trent Richardson could be, what Brandon could contribute, having a guy like Mitchell Schwartz now for a right tackle. All in all, there's just a great deal of excitement. I know that's true with maybe every draft, but it seems like it's particularly true with this one. How do you gauge the level of enthusiasm within the players, amongst the players?
It's extremely high. Whenever you believe in what's going on in the building, which everybody here does, it's exciting because every time you add a new piece, whether it may be Trent or Brandon or Travis Benjamin or whoever may come in via free agency, Parker, Frosty, whatever it may be, you're excited to come to work. I think we have the great staff, both coaches, the upstairs department, trainers, weight room, Brad and his crew with the equipment. So it's fun to come to work, and we have a great locker room. It's fun to be here. And now all we have to do is win, and it's going to be great when we finally start winning because we're putting the work in.
And you know there's a lot of attention on this receiver group. You know that a lot of fingers were pointed in that direction publicly, saying, okay, this is the group that had to get better, and people weren't satisfied with how the offseason went, that the Browns either didn't draft a guy high enough to play receiver or didn't go out and sign a big name from free agency for receiver. That, obviously, for you as a competitor, I'm sure you feel that and want to show the public what this team believes in, which is to say the receivers we got can do the job. How do you take that as one of the guys who's got to prove the decision makers of this team right?
First and foremost, coming in here and working every day. That's it. Just working so that when you get the opportunity to prove the naysayers wrong, you can go out there and do your best. Both myself, Greg, Jordan, Cribs, we all understand, and we're not shying away from it, that we didn't play up to our potential. But the thing is, we have a lot of potential. We just have to play up to it. And we're doing all that we can right now. We're facing some great guys in Sheldon and Joe and TJ Patterson. And we're making sure we do everything that we can so we can prove them wrong.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.